Man, may that be our prayer. How many of y'all need a little bit of that song in your own life? Get rid of some of the things that are messing you up. Amen. Well, let's pray. I want you to get this today. It's going to be, I just want to let you guys know, so I want to go ahead and pre-offend you. How's that? Just going to let you go ahead and be offended right up front. What you will hear me preach here on out is Word of God. So I want you to know that that is going to run contrary to everything you hear on TV, everything you're being told right now. And so I just want you to be awakened to that. So watch this. I haven't changed the message in 20 years. There is a God. He is the beginning. He's the end. He loves you dearly, and he wants to take you to heaven. There's the lineup, okay? That is not flexible, nor is that negotiable, just because a group of people are all of a sudden aren't pleased with God. Okay, so I want you to know, if you're going to follow Jesus Christ, that's not popular anymore. In fact, I was blown away. I don't know. I took history. How many of y'all had to take history when we went to school? It's kind of blew me away. Apparently, history changes in America. I heard this week that we're a Muslim, Jewish, Christian nation. Really? Well, it's just interesting because I don't know about you, but I've been to D.C. I have family that lives up in that area. I actually have family on the Eastern Shore board, and I've been to D.C. And you know what? It was just really interesting to me because prescribed on our buildings in D.C. are not verses from the Quran. It was just interesting to me. Those are actually Christian texts, not that everybody follows them, but there was some influence of Christianity on this nation. Now, you'll never hear it come out of my mouth that we're a superiorly Christian nation. We're a nation that's been exposed to Christianity. But and guess what? The reason we can allow other faiths to exist is because we're primarily a Christian nation. Because see, we who follow Jesus, we don't believe in killing the opposition. This is good news. Amen? So if you want to be primarily a Muslim nation, then eventually they will kill all of those that disagree with them. If you don't believe me, just go do a world survey. And they kind of have like a zero toleration policy for anybody else. So for all of you who follow Barney and Oprah and want to hold hands together and sing Kumbaya and it's all going to work out, you're going to be in for a hell of a ride. Because it doesn't work like that. And God has not changed his mind. Amen. Now, you got to hear me. How many of you all, now don't raise your hand, but you're going to say, I follow Jesus Christ. I've been marked with the blood of Jesus. My sins are forgiven. I want you to know that you're a people of promise. Okay? And here's what I want you to know. It's going to be tough, man. People don't want to hear what Jesus has got to say. Because Jesus doesn't say what I want to hear. True? How many of y'all like it when your mom or daddy had to tell you what you didn't want to hear? Huh? It's tough, wasn't it? It's tough. But we're going to deal with something today, and I want to give you some words, okay? I'm going to give you three words. Leave! You're going to have to hear that word and come away today with an understanding, a spiritual understanding. What does it mean to leave? To leave. What does it mean to be a blessing instead of just receive a blessing? We all into receiving blessings, right? How many of y'all panicked this week when the power went out? How many of y'all were there that Tuesday morning? We were in staff meeting, and it's like the world had come to an end. The apocalypse had happened. Cell phones went down at the same time. Pastor Keith was going, oh, I have no signal. And then other pastors, no signal, no signal. I looked at me and I said, I ain't never got a signal. Don't bother me a bit. You know, I don't live by it. Watch, it was like people could not function. It was just like, in fact, I was getting tickled. My wife, her world came apart because her blueberry, strawberry, or whatever that thing is, she communicates to the world. It wouldn't function. I got tickled at her, and the power's off, and we're all what? Oh, what's going to happen? Now, here's what I want you to know. God is going to be God no matter what else goes on. How many of y'all are that far along? See, this is the difference in God and us. Our environment changes our approach. That makes sense. Like, I don't know about y'all, but like, if my wife's like really nice to me, I automatically am much nicer. How many of y'all are like that? Yeah, I work conditionally. Y'all work conditionally? Y'all are looking at me like you don't even know what I'm talking about. Huh? Do y'all work conditionally? Like, how many of y'all like this? If your children do what you say, You're in a lot better relationship with them when they don't do what you say. How many of y'all found that to be true? Like that miracle moment at the house when the trash has actually been taken out. How many of y'all ever had that happen? I mean, you ask your kids, you know, this is an ancient time. It may not go on anymore. Do you all parents still like your kids? They used to have this word. It's an old word. It's called chores. It was kin to work. And I know we're trying to get rid of both of those now. Because all you got to do is be bailed out. I mean, no problems. But watch. These chores. I remember that a lot of times my responsibility was to, guess what? Take out the trash. Guess what I didn't do a lot? Take out the trash. And this caused problems with my Father who art on earth. Because I wasn't doing what He asked me to do. Now, here's what I want you to know. I really want you to get this. God will be God regardless of what you choose. God will be God regardless of what you choose. Now, we're going to Genesis 12 today. I'm going to show you something. God put a promise in motion that is still available right now in this moment of history. And then But what God put in motion a long time ago is still current today. Can y'all grab that? Now, it's hard for us to grab that because I don't know about you all. How many of you all have ever had somebody make you a promise, but they didn't come through? Any of y'all ever had that happen in your human experience so far? How many of you all have found this? I may be a little cynical. I have found that most people that make promises do not keep them. What's been your all's finding? Now, you all may have hung around a lot better people than I. Like Chris Allen. He promised we were going to have 1 to 3 inches. We got a half inch. An ice storm. Chris, come on. We need a snowstorm. Ice storms are bad. You need to check your ordering with God, all right? Come on. Order up some better weather. Now, watch it. But, Chris, hold on. In all seriousness, I do joke with you because God assigned you to be the weatherman. There's only one worse thing than being a weatherman. It's a preacher. Or I don't know, Mitch. Maybe a police officer. I don't know. Okay, it's tough. All those things are tough because, watch this. Did anybody blame you for the ice storm? No. That's good. Because a lot of times we blame who? The messenger. I mean, I've heard people say, well, that Chris Allen. Like, he can control the weather. I know Chris. He ain't got a shot at controlling the weather. He's what? Reporting. He's human. But then there's this thing that we deal with, God. Now, here's the difference between God and us. What God says will be. Can y'all follow this? What I say might be. There's a difference between God and us. What God says, what will happen? Oh, come on. That was weak, guys. Just because the power went off doesn't mean you have to power down. Okay, watch. What God says, that's better. Come on, one more time. See, I don't want any of y'all caught off guard. Some of y'all are going to go, well, you don't understand, Pastor Steve, we're Americans. Let me really give you a response to that. Whoop-a-dee-doo. Being an American is not going to seal your eternal faith. You got to grasp that.
You know, Pastor Harris, you don't understand. I'm a Democrat and we're in charge now.
I give you 2 years. Then somebody else will be in charge. Then somebody else will be in charge. Don't you Republicans get happy either. Here's what I figured out. All politicians mess up. Either side of the aisle. What do y'all think? I found that all preachers mess up. What do you think? I found that people that go to church mess up. What do y'all think? Well, that's weak. Yeah, that got a little weird. Well, now you, they're my neighbor. I mean, you made me that stuff, Todd, but I'm not. How many of y'all found that we're all subject to mistake? Okay, good. Now, here's where I want to get you, okay? God wants to put His eternal activity in motion in your momentary life. Because what God says will and what we say might happen. But it's not guaranteed to happen. Now, here's what God told Abraham. He said, Abram, He said, I want to tell you something. He said, Abram, I'm going to speak to you, and what I say to you as you embrace it will be held for all eternity. And here's how this works. You say, well, how do you know this works? How many of y'all saw the sun today? How many of y'all saw the sunshine today? I don't know. Is it still on outside? I can't see out here, huh? It's still on. Where did that come from? Now, I don't know exactly how it all happened. I'll leave that to you sophisticated scientists and you physicists. Some of you may say, well, there was a big bang. I said, good. God said, let there be light. Bang! See, that doesn't bother me. I don't know all the details of how it happened, and I don't have to know all the details of how it happened, because I can't tell you all the details of how I stayed together with my wife for 25 years. But I'm just glad it has happened. I can't give you all the details how we finally got a kid out of the house and into college, but I'm glad that it happened. Amen? I can't tell you how I get up every morning, but I get up and I got to do something about it. Somebody hear how I'm talking right now. Do you get in that flow? It's not about the details. God said, let there be light. It's working today. Because what God puts in motion will never be taken away. Now I want to give you some rhythms. First of all, God will speak to humans. Look at Genesis 12. The next week, we're going to be talking about some incredibly cool things that God's promises do come true. And we're going to show you through the Exodus that God does not waver in difficult times, okay? I just want to give you some heads-up warnings, okay? Don't count on politics to save you. Is that cool? People ask me all the time, are you a Democrat or are you a Republican? I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm glad to live in a democracy, but I understand it has its flaws, okay? I think you got to call the things as they are. What do you think? Like, here's what I think. I think people who bankrupt companies and get $40 million for bankrupting those companies, I don't think those are good managers. I think those are crooks. Amen. See, we ought to call them what they are. They're crooks. Now, if you're a crook here today and you've done that, this is the good news. The Lord will save you. Because the Lord saved a crook just like you, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a con artist. Zacchaeus was an investment banker for the Romans. He took their people's money, ripped them off, had his own personal gain, and guess what happened? He collapsed and needed to hear a word from Jesus. See, eventually what you and I do will fall apart. How many of y'all found that greed has got us in a lot of problems? Well, let's talk the real thing. Okay? Listen, did you all listen to President Bush? Did anybody ever hear him talk? He was not capable of causing all the problems he's been blamed for. It's not one person. It's an attitude. It's an attitude that we're not going to listen to God. And when we don't listen to God, guess what we'll do? We'll try to glorify our own existence. You want to find hell? Just try to find salvation by yourself. Watch this. You'll never make enough money. You'll never get a house big enough. Watch this. Here's the problem in America. You want to know the problem? We've got people that make $30,000 a year that thought they were entitled to live like they make $300,000 a year. Now, that's a real problem. If you make $30,000 a year, you eat at McDonald's. If you make $300,000 a year, you eat at Smith and Woe's. And you say, me? That's not fair. Well, you should have thought about that when you was 14 years old, puffing dope instead of studying. So you begin to make a decision for the rest of your life in beginning days. True? But we all, Lord, now see, watch, I told you all day I was going to tick you off right off the bat. Because what did I just bring you to? The realization of a what? Consequence. See, nobody thinks there's a consequence anymore. Bankrupt a company, get millions of dollars. Decide not to prepare myself for a job, and wonder why it's hard to get one. Make sense? Expect everybody to do something for me, and wonder why I'm broke. Because eventually you got to say, wait a minute, I got to hear what God is saying to me. That makes sense? I had somebody the other day, I just went off. I mean, I'm going to let y'all know, occasionally, I just go off. I know it surprises some of y'all. But I was with this person. They were from another church, and there's a great church. They hadn't been listening to their preacher because he doesn't preach that garbage. And all of a sudden, they leave and they said, "Well, Pastor Steve, I tell you one thing. I can't understand why God would let this happen." I went, and I said, "Lord, don't let it come out." And I think my head spun around. Because I asked this intelligent human being, "Would you all give us one reason that God should honor this nation?" That's not a rhetorical question. I'd like to know. Maybe we should be honored for being the number one producer of pornography throughout the world. I bet God's real excited about that. Or disregarding hungry people as we have diet dog food. You reckon God's real excited about that move? See, here's what I want you to know. Maybe God's letting this happen so we might see there's something beyond the dollar. That life's just not about get, give, get. How many of y'all realize there's something beyond getting in this life? Guess what it's called? Living. How many of y'all got so much stuff you can't live? I didn't realize how much stuff was connected to power till last week. Did y'all? I remember the old days, like when you had a phone. A phone. And guess what the phone did? You dialed numbers and you talked to people. The phone didn't tell you about the weather. It didn't tell you the latest NFL score. It didn't tell you when your wife was coming home. The phone was a phone. Well, guess what? All the cell phones go off. Well, I try to call the house to see how my house is doing. I can't get through. You know why? Because we don't have a phone. We have a walkie-talkie. We don't have a phone like a phone used to be, a phone that you plug into the wall and it works when everything else goes out. No, our phones have to have power to have the power to run the remote. So guess what happens in a storm? We ain't got no phone. Poor Elizabeth. She was lost. First of all, her strawberry blueberry went down. She lost all identification of what day it was, weather, temperatures, everything went out. Then guess what went down? The computer! And I finally got home that day, and I mean, she was riled up a little bit. And I said, "Where have y'all been all day?" "Oh! Don't even come in here and act like this. You have been having fun at work all day." "Yeah, honey, that's what I do. I go to work and go, gee, I'm going to go have fun all day at work." And I said, "What was the matter with your car?" She said, "Well, I didn't know what the weather was like. I couldn't look on the internet." I said, I don't know. This is kind of just a silly human thing. I'd have walked outside and checked." But you know what I really realized? We've become dependent. Hold on, I'm going somewhere with this. On somebody else's, but where is she? Y'all be careful. Y'all know I'm bold when she's not in here. Amen. Mr. Bowles, you got to know when to stand up. The Bible says and when to talk. And you talk about your wife when she ain't in here. But she's listening on TV. She'll be in here in a minute. And I'll go repent. But it was just interesting. We're dependent on power, right? And the problem is we're dependent on somebody else's power. But God wants to speak His power into you. Now, I want you to know three words that change everything. First of all, God is going to speak to you. I want you to see the promise that started it all. God had said to Abram, God, who said it? And what God says will be. Y'all got that locked in? How many of y'all glad to know God said, you are forgiven. So what does that mean? And that what? I'm trying to give you all a rhythm of this. What God says, what we say, right. Y'all understand that, right? So y'all are not going to get mad if we spend like 8.5
Was it? No. $850 billion and it doesn't work. Y'all are not going to get mad, right? Huh? Why should you be upset? We got a bunch of humans trying to figure out what might be. Only God will do what? What will be. Here's what God said. He said, you follow me and I'm going to take care of you to the end. How many of y'all glad to know you're going to be taken care of to the end? Now, he didn't say he's going to get a Cadillac. He didn't say everything's going to be smooth. He didn't say everything was going to be wonderful all the time. How many of y'all realize that? There's some difficult things. Well, God said to Abram, look what he said. He said, leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Hello. What did he tell Abraham to do? Come on, y'all are into this. Y'all are starting to wake up. Huh? Leave. How many times have you heard God say leave? A bunch. He just does that all through Scripture. Y'all remember the woman that was caught in adultery? Y'all remember her? Over in John chapter 8. What was her name, by the way? It's not a trick question. This was her name. Woman. That's what Jesus said to her. Woman. Woman. What did he tell her? Woman, what? John Paul, you're a scholar. What did he say? Leave your life of what? And go. Sin no more. So there's this rhythm of leave and go. How many of y'all realize that we're always coming and going? We're always coming and going. What did y'all have to do to get here today? You had to leave your house or leave the shelter or leave wherever you were at the moment, right? And then what did you do? You came and hope you're going to get a blessing. How many of you all have had to leave things? What do you got to do out of high school? What do you got to do with high school? You come into it, and one day what happens to the high school? You leave. I hated leaving high school. I liked high school. That was the greatest social 4 years I ever had in my life. Now, I didn't academically achieve much, but I had a big time. I was one of those guys that just liked high school. Because guess what? I mean, high school was great. We woke up in the morning. We ate breakfast. We went to P.E. In fact, I was an entrepreneur back then. I pioneered at Warren Central High School. Instead of 2 years of P.E., 4 years of P.E. See, I was preparing. I knew we were going to be an obese nation. I was ahead of my time. I said, we need to get out there and move around. And you know what? But I had to leave high school, and it was a shock because when I left high school, I went to college because I didn't know you couldn't not go to college. Because my dad always said, what college are you going to? I said, well, whichever college lets me play football. I went to college for a first semester, and all I did is play football, and so I returned to Western Kentucky the second semester. You know they don't let you play football unless you have like a 3.0? Little manly, you hearing me? You've got to read a book before you graduate. Does that make sense? I want you to know how it helps you. And your dad was a little smarter than I. He read half a book. But neither one of us read a full book in high school. You got to read full books. How many of y'all realized you had to read when you went to college? This shocked me. They wanted you to study. They had expectations. I had to leave my way of study and follow a new way of study to survive. And then I went to graduate school. Guess what they want you to do? They don't want you to read books. They want you to read libraries. Crazy. But I'm leaving and going. Hold on. God says leaving about some other things. What about when you get married? What do you got to do to get married? You got to leave. Now, some of y'all hadn't done that yet. Some of y'all been married 50 years. You still calling your mama when you're in trouble. You sons. You know why you do that? What do you know about your mama? She's always going to agree with you. That's why you call your mama when you get in a fight with your wife. I mean, if I call my mom and say, Mom, Elizabeth's been mean to me. She'd say, Honey, what did she do? I wish it was like that at my house. Because if I call my parents and say, Hey, Elizabeth, they go, What have you done? I said, what do you mean, what have I done? My dad told me one time, he looked at me and Elizabeth kind of fighting. I said, well, Elizabeth and I are kind of not getting along. And you know what my dad said? He said, you better go straighten yourself up. He said, that's the only woman on the face of this earth that could live with you. So guess what my parents did? They gave me no option but to leave. They said, you gone. We're not taking you back. It's the true story. My father took Elizabeth up to my room and opened the door. He said, now look in there. He said, we've done all we can.
He said, and I want you to look at that room because it's probably not going to change. And he said, and here's what I want you to know. If you take him out of here, he's not coming back. I felt like a non-returnable Coke bottle. You know, it was awful. Hold on, but we had to leave to cleave. Now, hold on. Some of y'all need to get this principle in your marriage. Now, guess what? Little girls, you all know this. If you call your daddy, I mean, if Clacy one day calls me and says, Daddy, my husband's acting up, I'm going to whip that sucker. Why? I'm her daddy. She can tell me what's not true, and it's always going to be somebody other than her fault. Amen? Why? This is the law of the dads and law of the moms. That's why the Bible said you got to leave and you got to cleave. You got to work it out. You got to follow it in that moment. Amen? But you got to leave. Life is a series of going and leaving and leaving and going. And God said to Abram, he said, you know what? Leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. How many of you all will trust God to show you? To show you. Now, I'm going to start you. You've got to leave some things. Just think in your mind today. How many of y'all got some things you probably need to leave? It'd be a good idea to leave. You may need to leave some things alone. How many of y'all need to leave some things alone that just aren't blessed in your life? You just need to leave some things alone. Hello? You got to leave them what? Alone. Because they're not blessing you. And you need to leave and you need to go. How many of y'all haven't gone to where God wanted you to go because you're scared of what God might do? You got to trust God. What's it? Can you imagine if we were to leave unfaithfulness and tithing in this church and start living in faithfulness? What would happen to the church? See, I just lost you right there. You go, what do you mean? Well, can you imagine if we actually lived up to what God asked us to do, then what would we discover? That's what it means to believe. Now, church, I really want to be honest with you. At 8 o'clock service, I hit them pretty direct and pretty hard because they've been with me for a long time and they're chiseled out. And some of you all are learning to be chiseled. We got to step up to faithfulness. Beautiful young ladies like you, guess what? I got to teach you to stand because guess what? This culture is not going to stand with you. Tell you the truth. Y'all know every Sunday you come in here, I tell you exact opposite what you hear every day on television. True or false? What's the world tell you? They say, if you want to be blessed, just take whatever you need. It's all about who? You. It's not all about you. When are we going to stop this? Eventually, we got to stop. Eventually, the madness has gone on long enough. We have run, it's all about me, since 1960. Did you realize we have a 57% divorce rate? Do you think this might have screwed up the economy a little bit? But why do we get divorced? Some of you men are foolish enough to marry a woman expecting her to make you happy. Now, right there, you as dumb as a rock on the get-go. She ain't gonna make you happy. And then you're mad and you're aggravated because she won't make you. And the reverse works too. Woman, women, lovely, beautiful, complex creatures created by an almighty God. No man will make your life ever. But you got to leave to follow God. God told Abram, he said, Abram, I want you to leave your father's household. I want you to leave what is comfortable, and I'm going to show you where to go. Now, let me show you what activates that. And I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great. Hold on. I want you to watch this. Now, y'all all get excited about this. This is American preaching right now. Follow God so you'll get what? A blessing. How many of y'all been wanting a blessing? Just like donuts. Just blessings everywhere. I mean, you hear these preachers talk. Hey, listen. If I was to preach the blessing gospel, we'd fill this place up. If I'd just smile some more and say, hey, listen, God really doesn't care what you've done. He just loves you as you are. He just wants to put some magically heaven foo-foo dust on your head. And you're going to be positive. I want you to know that on Monday morning, you're going to wake up and you're going to move with the glory of God. And there'll be a $20 bill in front of you. And you pick it up and just praise the Lord. Man, that crap sells. But it isn't truth. Because watch this. If you want your name to be great, You will only be recognized by you. Now look, Abram didn't ask for this. Hello? This is where a lot of people got to hang up with God. Guess what? God chose Abram. Abram didn't choose God. God spoke to Abram. Abram wasn't handed, he didn't have his hand up out there in the desert going, God, pick me to be the father of many nations. God, I pray real good. I worship real good. I do religious things real good. You know why God picked Abram? Because that's who he wanted to pick. I often wonder, God, why did you pick me to be the pastor of Hillview Heights Church? They could have had a real good pastor. They could have had a gentle, kind, loving, dude that parted his hair well kind of pastor. But you sent him a wild man, a crazy man, a man that believes any of them can be saved. You know why I think I was called to preach? I understand it a little more now. When I was called to preach, things were calm. Things aren't calm anymore. I understand those waters. You got to stand up even when it's windy. And the majority never goes with the faithful. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. No, God will make your name great. How many of y'all realize the greatest place to have your name written is not recognized for what you've done, but for what God has done in you? Here's where you, this is the plaque you want to be a part of. The Lamb's Book of Life. You better have your name in there. Now watch this. You can't write your name in that book. Guess who's got to do it? Jesus. He's the only one that's got a pen that'll write on that book.
Now some of you are going, well, I'm going to take my chances. Because I'm going to let God know how good I was. And I gave to the Kiwanis Club. And I gave some hungry people some Rice Krispie Squares. And I have been a faithful human being.
And I didn't sin where it hurt anybody. You know how stupid that is? It's impossible to sin and not hurt somebody. Because who's it hurt first? You. And you're a somebody. Loved by God. And he doesn't want you to hurt. Doesn't want you to die. He wants you to be a part of his blessing. Look what he says. And I, says God, I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. Let me turn it for a second. We're going to close it up. I think in this new year, Hillview, we got to quit worrying about receiving blessings and we got to start being the blessing. How many of y'all were the blessing this week? How many of y'all told your neighbor, hey, listen, my power's off, yours is on, we'll get it all worked out. How many of y'all been a blessing a little bit? We're going to work as a church. Guess what? We're going to have to chop trees for our neighbors in Kentucky. That's a scary thought, sending men who attend Hillview Heights Church out with 2 or 3 horsepower worth of chainsaw in their hand. Everything will be cut up. Houses, telephone poles. But it'll be cleared out. Amen? We're going to have to go work. We're going to have to go serve. We're going to have to go be a what? Okay, so you got to leave to follow and let God bring his blessing through you. Everything you do, everything you are, can identify the God you serve. Let's be a blessing. Amen? I mean, I really don't care if America's a Christian nation or a Muslim nation or a Jewish nation. I don't care what you call it. We got to have faithful people being a blessing in this nation. That's what's going to matter. Amen. I just want you all to be clear because I want you to know on the day of judgment, you know, God's not going to ask you, so what nation did you hail from? Well, God, I was American made. Are you going to go, really? Then you weren't made for heaven. God, you don't understand. I was made in China, where everything was made. God's going to say, but you weren't made for heaven. You're made for Walmart, but you ain't made for heaven. God! I've been made by you. Guess what he'll say? Come on in. How many of y'all realize only God can make you fit for heaven? And he does that in Jesus Christ. He makes a blessing in you. Look at your neighbor and go, you could be a blessing. Just go ahead and let them know. I mean, you don't know. If you're married to them, that's even a little benefit. You could be a blessing, sister. What do you think about that? Is this not a balcony? I want y'all to do it. Tell them in the balcony you could be a blessing. I know y'all sitting up there thinking it's not going to get on you. God is up there in that balcony. We have had people called to preach from the back row of the balcony. You know how I know? It's where I used to sit. God speaks up there and he says, hey,
Hey, how can I come through you? Now, I think it's important to get attached here. God does the work. God does the ministry. God offers the blessing. What's our response? We got to actively leave. And then we got to go where he shows us, even when we don't want to go. Look at here. Look at here. The last thing I want you to know, God will. God will. He just will. Because here's what he said. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Now, I want you to know, how many of y'all got a blessing coming through you that affects somebody else? If you're married and you're raising children, in my opinion, that's the most important job you have. Do they get where they can roll on their own? If you've gotten those children on and they're rolling, then guess what? Pick up some more if you did a good job. Amen? And let's roll them through. Let's be a blessing. Let's be a blessing. And now, Harold Carey, your life's a blessing. Amen? Guess what? I have looked you up before when I felt bad. I have. I'm not kidding. I had a bunch of people beating on me, and I said, where's Harold Carey? Why did I want to find Harold? Because he never says anything bad about me. And I was hearing what a bad guy was. I wanted to know if God was still using me. And Harold said, I know somebody. Okay, good. That doesn't mean these things need to be corrected, but I needed some encouragement to go on. How many of you realize that every one of you all carry a blessing factor in your life? Go express it. Now, how do you activate this stuff? Eventually, you got to actually live out what God asked you to do. That's usually in the form of a step. Make sense? Let me ask you a question. How many of you would have never have walked if you hadn't tried it once? How many of you would still be sitting on your keister trying to figure out how to walk if you just theoretically believed in walking? What do parents do when their children take the first step? Man, they become blessers, don't they? They'll go, come on, little Hank. Come on. Come on, little Hank. You know? And there's little Hank. He's got chubby cheeks and chubby legs and little feet that are chubby. Here's a quarter. Did you lose that? Let's give it unto the Lord. Son, we're having a revival. God's dropping silver out of the sky. We're going to have one of them blessings. Crazy. You know how these charismatic churches, they get gold? That I'll tell you about Hillview. God sends us a quarter. That I'll tell you. Look at here. But God's quarter is greater than all the gold in the world. Amen? Now look, you got little Hank. I haven't forgotten where I was. Little Hank, chubby, fat-legged dude. You know, got them feet that are kind of balled up together. And what are we doing? We're being his blessing. We said, come on, Hank. What does Hank do? He gets a bobblehead, and eventually he goes... How many of y'all know most human beings, when they take their first step, what do they do after their first step? Freeze. And they go into the what? They go in the wobble. And you're thanking God because you got them extra huggies on them. You know what I'm talking about? Because what are they going to do? Boom, they hit it right there on their rear. And then what do? We stand them up again. And eventually, the purpose of walking comes through them. It's a lot like that spiritually. Look at what Abraham did to activate the promise of God. Here's what Abraham did. He responded to the will of God. In just a second, I mean in a millisecond, I'm fixing to ask you to respond to the will of God. Same proposal Abraham had. He responded to the will of God. You know how I know? Verse 4. So Abram left as the Lord told him. And from there was an adventure. All this week, all this whole time till we get Jesus resurrected and celebrate that resurrection at Easter, we're going to be talking that God's promises will be fulfilled. Now, here's what's neat. I would invite people who follow God to come with you to church. I would invite people who are yet to receive Jesus Christ to come to church. We had 3 or 4 people meet Jesus Christ at the altar this morning because I think this message is that direct. Here's what God says right now. You and I have sinned. You understand that? That's a part of this promise to Abraham. We have sinned in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. How many of y'all believe that so far? Now, this is what's going to be tough. You and I have sinned.
I know Oprah says everybody's okay, but she's lying. Not everybody's okay. And Captain Kangaroo said all the people were okay. Captain Kangaroo died. And he didn't resurrect. Mr. Rogers, everybody was cool in the neighborhood. But Mr. Rogers, he died, and 3 days later, they didn't start his series again because he was human. Here's what God says. He will be. Jesus will be the lover of our souls. He will forgive us of our sins. So today, guess what? I know there's people in this crowd that for the first time need to say this. Dear God, I'm a sinner. Here's what I want you to know. You were worshiping today in a house full of sinners who have received the blessing of God. You listened to a preacher today who was a sinner who has been saved by the grace of God. You know, y'all are going, well, you won't believe what I've done. I probably will because I was with some of y'all when you did it. But you know, that's not really what's unbelievable. It's not unbelievable to me that people sin. I'm still amazed by this. God said we could be forgiven. I am amazed by that. Every Sunday, every Monday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every day, every moment at lunch, at breakfast, at supper, I'm amazed that God saves us. And even when we stumble and fall, guess what God keeps doing? He keeps saving us. He doesn't let up. So today, some of you just need to come forward. You need to say, dear Jesus, I believe you. I have sinned and I need to be forgiven. And what's God going to do? Somebody tell me, what is God going to do? What's Jesus going to do when you ask him to forgive you? Huh? Raj, what's he going to do? Even if you got a cool looking beard, what will he do? Raj, he didn't say shave and then I'll forgive you, did he? He just said what? Forgiven. Leave where you used to be so I can take you to where you're going to be. Mr. Gibson, he got to even get over at Edmondson County, won't he? He'd speak to a young boy. He'd do it to all of us. Jim, even when we lose our spouse, who will sit beside us? Jesus. Listen, it's time. A lot of you just need to be saved. Guys, I love you all, but listen, my love for you won't do you any good. Do you hear me? It won't do you any good. You can't stand before judgment and say, well, God, Pastor Steve said I was all right. God said, you see that jail over here? I got him locked up for 500 years for some of the things he said. Now, I'm going to let him in, but he needs to be straightened out. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And you got to ask Jesus. Now, once Jesus saves you, guess what's going to happen? You will be what God said you will be. I hear people all the time, they ask me, Pastor Steve, can I lose my salvation? I said, you can't lose what you can't make. You can't create salvation. It's time to get real with it. Only God can give it. Watch this, I'm going to blow you all away. You can't receive it till God calls you in it. I have people all the time, I said, will you pray for so-and-so? I say, yeah, but they gotta listen to God. Now, here's what I believe. I believe God's desire is that no human being would perish. What do y'all think? But here's what I'm telling you right now. If you're going to sit there and say, no, 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 God, I'm not going to be forgiven, you're going to hell. And I don't care if you don't think there isn't a hell. You'll find out there is. And you know what's so sad? It's too late then. I guess y'all can have a discussion and a vote down there. The majority of humanity will not decide eternity. And that's where you and I can be deceived greatly.
2 million people at the inauguration.
Praise God. It's a historical moment. I take nothing away from that. There's going to be another historical moment. And there will be billions and billions and billions and billions of human beings stand before the Almighty Jesus. And there'll be one word to get you through. Lord Jesus. And he says, come on in. I know you. Now there'll be a lot of people say, aren't you the Lord? That's a lot different than saying, my Lord. And Jesus would like to be your Lord. Because what he says about you, what will happen to that? Yeah. Isn't that cool? Well, let's stand and have a moment at the altar. Y'all been wonderful today. And let's let God speak in a deep and meaningful way. You ready? Lord Jesus, we're praying for those that truly do understand today that you want to forgive them. That right now they'll begin to come forward and that you will forgive them of their sins and they will know that you love them and you want to set them free, God. Lord, I pray for people who haven't been baptized yet that they're going to make that decision to be baptized. Lord, I thank you for every person that's gathered here today because they got an opportunity to hear you. And now some of us, we just got to leave some thinking that hadn't blessed us. And God, we pray that we'll receive the thinking that will bless us. So God, help us stand true. Even when people don't want to hear what we got to say, Jesus, may we listen to what you have to say and may we believe it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now this altar's open. We got people, hey, there's some people going to get saved right now. Y'all feel it? Come on, y'all feel it? Come on, there's a vibe in here. 9:30, y'all going to vibe one day. I say practice before you get there. When that trumpet blows, some of y'all going to dance that have never danced. I'm talking white people that have never busted a move are going to bust moves. I'm telling you the truth. And so right now, listen, this altar's open. Come on, prayer's been made. Come for baptism. Come for repentance of your sins. Come and let Jesus speak to you. Come and be healed. Come on, let it happen in the name of Jesus. We don't need music to get saved. We need Jesus to get saved, so come on down to the altar. We're going to pray. Come on.